Blackstone Audio presents Paris in the Present Tense by Mark Helprin. This book is read by Bronson Pinchot. For Julien Licht, Jules Hirsch, and Francine Christophe, with thanks to William Winston, poet, critic, friend. Jules Lacour was born in 1940, while his parents were hiding in an attic in Reims. His mother prayed that he would not cry. He seldom did, and in the 4 years that followed, neither he nor they spoke above a whisper. That was the beginning of a long story. 1. Rising and Aloft. Air France 017. A disintegrating airframe offers little in the way of second chances, and because this sometimes happens, taking to the air tends to heighten one's awareness of that which has come before and that which may come yet. Though travelers convince themselves that statistics watch over them, tension flows through airports like wind-blown clouds, and as an aircraft rises to 13,000 meters, those within it may be drawn to assess what they love and what they hope for in the time left. And when autumn weather on land may be pleasantly crisp and permissive of wearing a suit in perfect comfort, the North Atlantic is deadly cold and unforgiving. Swells that normally run at 3 or 4 feet can easily rise to 10 or more, and even as freezing wind draws long lines of foam across the wave crests at 30 knots, it isn't called a storm. Delicate airplanes constructed of a...